Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Eric won Rock Wars last week and has the ability to pick a topic. Do you have anything ready or you want
to
wait?
How am I supposed to troll Dale?
Yeah. His internet's down. It is true. Our internet is very slow and we're trying to make fun of Dale's love of Dak Prescott, which I've told Dale in the past that if I put my mind to it, I could be the starter for the Cowboys right now.
What did he predict? Super Bowl champs?
No, he came in here throwing blows saying the Bears season's over because of the kicker competition.
It is seemingly quite a distraction for the Bears.
He puts a very, he thinks that special teams is so huge.
It is huge.
He's a special team
player.
They lost
in the playoffs because of it.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah, I was going to say, if you as a Bears fan don't realize how important special teams are.
I understand. Yeah. It's not going to ruin the entire season.
Dale Hellestrand,
everybody. Can you please tell me what was the highest level of football you completed?
I played in high school.
Varsity?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to that would allow you on varsity?
Yeah, it was Thailand. Girls soccer high school.
In Illinois. Southern Illinois.
Oh, they don't really play
varsity flag.
I mean, that's football.
Saluki Jr.
First of all, special teams super important. As a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls, I kind of know how important that is.
I usually don't play that card.
That's big.
I usually don't play that card. But as a guy who's done that, I know they're important. And the Bears are making a huge mistake.
But to ruin the whole season, that's a bit much, Dale.
Put money on it now.
Especially with a quarterback like Trubisky, who couldn't carry Dak Prescott's dog
strap. I love it. It's only June.
Couldn't carry his jock strap.
Yeah.
$1,000 the Bears finish over 8-8. Right now. Man, let's go.
That's not confidence. Don't say that. You should be better than 8-8.
No, you should say double digits.
You should say 11 wins.
11 wins, and I'll tell you, I'll take the under.
No, you're the one that yapped about 8-8 a second ago.
Well, that's just what's going to happen.
Do you think the over-under on the Bears is 8 wins?
No. Oh, no, it's not, but I just have a feeling, gut feeling.
Oh, you think they're going to gut
$1,000. All right. Yeah. Better than 8.
$1,000, you give them 9 wins.
No. 10-5.
$1,000, they make the playoff.
10-5.
Make the playoff.
10.5 is the
make the playoff.
10.5 is his number. You want $1,000. He's making the offer. $1,000, the Bears under over on 10-5. 10.5. Just go straight tens. 10 win season for the Bears.
Why won't you do the make the playoffs?
Well, you're doing a playoffs bet. That's the same thing. They're not going to make the playoffs at 9-7 in the NFC. 10 wins. You're saying to make the playoffs. They're going
to
win.
So they win 10.
Why do you always have to go such big numbers?
$1,000 is too much for
you? That's going to ruin our friendship that we've developed over the years.
What do you care about that? Take the money. Money's more important than a friendship.
Here's what I know about Dale. He doesn't pay his bets.
Yes, I do.
That's true.
You
didn't with
Ian.
That's very true.
Wow, that's Ian. Does that really count?
So $1,000. It doesn't, no. Because I think when you bet a gay, you don't actually have to pay off. It doesn't. It's like betting
the gay factor.
Fairies and unicorns. It's not real.
You guys go back to your Rock Wars, whatever this silliness is. Go Dak.
No bet. He's not taking the bet. But Dak Prescott is
can't even play this video
average at best.
Because of our stupid
internet. Average at best.
Fix the internet, Marcus.
Dak Prescott is my starting quarterback, and Jason Garrett's my head football coach for now.
Thanks, Jerry. Anyway, we'll get that together. We'll get Dale wrestling
now
on
I can't
Saturday. That's right. Well, you got to pick the topic. We'll have Erica settle down. We'll pick a topic for Rock Wars. We'll play
Why the Cowboys suck. That's our
well, that's easy.
Theme song for the Cowboys running out this year. I know it's early.
No, we're not doing that. Way too soon. You can't be so emotional. It's just
long dead. Snappers.
Yeah.
It's the song for long
song snappers. For a long snapper.
Hmm.
That's not bad. Dale's long snapper theme.
Lonely cowboy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Little country
kinda like that.
Rock in there. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I like that.
I'm so happy, I can't stop crying.
Not for Dale, but for long snappers all over. All right, I like that. They don't get any credit. You guys don't have a theme song. You didn't have anything, right? Long snappers are known for nothing. They don't get a song. They don't get anything. You don't get that Ray Lewis moment when you're getting introduced. So a theme song for a long snapper in the NFL, just because Dale started to fight with Eric here in the studio, which is fantastic. I think that's a safe bet, though, Eric. I think 10 wins for the Bears. And he
10 wins, and
bucks.
I get it, because he was yapping about 10.5 over there.
10-5. You go to 10-5. So because 10's a tie. Okay, I'll give you that. 11 wins, but they're going to have to make the playoffs at 10 or 11 wins anyway. So that's a safe bet if you're saying playoff bet. They're going to win 11 games.
11 wins is a lot of wins.
That's right. For teams that, but you're saying they're going to make the playoffs, so 11 wins better happen.
What
Because you don't want them going in at 9-7. That means the whole NFC stunk.
10's a tie.
10's a tie. Lose. No money exchanged. 11. Dale pays you 9. You pay Dale.
Let me look at that schedule again.
Oh, man. You were just screaming. They're in the playoffs. I bet you $1,000.
Easy about 8-8.
Yeah, but you're throwing $1,000 out saying they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a 10 or 11 win team. So if you're confident that that's going to happen for $1,000.
You can get it at 9-7.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Not in the NFC. Sure.
Garbage. I don't think so. I don't think the NFC is going to be 9-7.
Vikings and Packers.
I mean, 10 wins gets you in. Yeah, you got too many teams in the NFC. Go for it.
1,000?
Take it.
You think he'll actually pay, though?
Well, you can harass him like a gnat until he either stomps you or gives you the money. It'll be fun
he'll
for us
pay.
Either way. I think it's good.
There's some kind of weird bad karma because this video won't.
Yeah, all right.
David
well,
Carr
no
kicking the crap out of
I wouldn't have confidence
Prescott.
In the Bears either.
So you're relying on the Bears season on the internet
whether
connection.
Whether or not.
Yeah, that. This is kind of weird. Why isn't this playing?
Yeah, because Magic 8-Balls are
he's just stacked against you.
All right, a theme song for NFL long snappers. The most, probably one of the most important positions that never gets any credit. You think about how many times those guys go out there and just perform, and you never hear their name. And the majority of them are really good at stuff. It's 9-12. Oh, here he comes again. Dale, one last set. Hurry up. Hurry up. I got things to do.
What, more commercials?
Yeah, because that's what successful shows have. I know you run a commercial-free show.
Wow.
Don't come in here. Don't come in here throwing with me.
You set that up.
Yeah,
Dale.
That was easy.
We have commercials, too.
I know, and your guy buys them, and then you run commercials
don't
for your own
you
show.
Don't you start.
Your Summit
don't
Medical.
Don't you start.
It's all about boner pills just constantly.
Yeah. Yep.
It's four commercials
every
for Summit
commercial.
Medical and
yep.
then a couple throw-ins that
paid
we can't.
Paid for by the man who hosts the show.
Yeah, a couple more
that's
we can't.
That's called brokered radio, yeah, Dale.
We can't play them, so we just shoot them over there for time. Anyway, long snapper song. If you want to help out, Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. The phone number is 585-9800. You can text over 97936.
I'm trying to play this video, but it's not working.
He is bent on this video.
That's an 8-18. Oh, Jeremy will take your bet.
How many wins?
All of his plasma. Already betting on football. This is my favorite thing.
This is pretty good.
There's their first 9 games.
It's a good bet.
Win, 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 loss.
Win, win, win.
Wow, Jeremy thinks they're going 5-0 to start the season. All right.
They're bringing it down. Let them
at the Eagles at the Rams.
We'll play
their
the
new sports
that's
show.
Hope. That's
those
hope.
Are some tough games there.
No. 8-8 might be right. I hadn't seen the schedule.
Saints, Chargers, Eagles, Rams.
Oh man, that's a tough.
It is a tough schedule.
That's a tough schedule, Jeremy.
Eagles,
I like
Lions,
your
Rams.
Confidence, but that's 9 yeah. games right there.
Barring injuries, they're 1-4.
There's only 4.
That's enough. This is a bet between these two. We'll get right to it. If you want to help us out with
Chargers.
Rock Wars, you know, shut up, Richard. Jesus, do you understand how it works? Let them fight. We'll play Rock Wars next. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
UPD.
It's time for Rock Wars. Once again, late as ever, and that's because Dale comes in here and starts talking sports and arguing with everybody.
God, getting me all fired up.
I know. Football, though. We're 8 weeks away from the preseason's beginning.
I know, 8 weeks.
I know.
How did this happen?
Dale came in. That's all it is. 8 weeks out. And then they announced yesterday the Raiders will be the dysfunction that is on Hard Knocks, which I will be entertained by.
Oh, I'm watching that one.
Yeah, because that's going to be fun to watch.
Frank's drooling.
Oh, yeah, with Gruden. Even Jay Gruden was on yesterday, and he was talking about it. He goes, you know, because you not want that, man. You got to have my brother on there. He's entertaining. And I'm like, man, Jay is starting to do John impression. I'm telling you, man.
He should.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I should probably do that and get myself a ring and a job that I can keep. But, yeah, the Jay Gruden thing was very funny. And then John's out there with his disaster. And it'll be intimidating because in practice that team's going to be fun. And then you'd be like, oh, my God, the Raiders are going to be 13-3. Because every time you watch Hard Knocks, you think the team's going to be fantastic.
Never are.
Yeah, they're never good. Very rarely. But it's time now. Eric has set a theme song for long snappers, the unsung heroes of the NFL, as Dale wandered out. Not a theme song for Dale. And who would you like to start, Eric?
Go ahead, John.
I will go first. We only know them for one thing. We don't even know what their faces look like, but you could identify them in a lineup. If you see them bent over and stare between their legs. And Rufus Wainwright has a song that I love called Between My Legs. I will shed a tear between my legs by Rufus Wainwright. Great song.
will shed a tear between my legs for Dale.
Ugh. I didn't even think about that. All right, Brady.
There's a lot of pressure on Dale sometimes in these long snappers. And at that time, the play, the key is they've got the power.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with the band, the 90s smash hit, Snap, Got the Power, because it's right. Always getting kind of hectic.
The band is called Snap. This is the long snapper song. Yeah. Whenever we've got a
Dale strutting out there.
I don't know if he'd strut to this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Dale and Michael and Emmett at the club. Snap! And he's getting kind of heavy, you know. We've tried to get him to drop some weight. All right, Eric, go ahead.
Bo Brinkley, Jake McQuaid, Morgan Cox. These are some of the
Ring of
big
Honor
names in the
NFL players.
NFL players. They're long snappers.
Band members.
Oh, long snappers. And now a lot of them have gone over $1 million. It's become so specialized and it's so needed, as Dale likes to think,
it is.
That they got to pay him over $1 million. So the top 10 are pretty big cap hits. So, White Trash Millionaire by Blackstone Cherry.
I am very nice. Calling out my name.
Is that a prerequisite for a long snapper? You have to be white?
Pretty much. Big, ugly, dumb.
Yeah. Well, because if you're a black NFL player, you're playing an important position.
Yeah, you'll be a tackle because you can move a little.
You're probably athletic.
Thank you for clarifying.
And they changed the rules about 12 years ago to where you can't touch the long snapper. So now a lot of them are like tiny.
Can't jump over them.
Yeah. Used to be they had to be offensive linemen too, not anymore. All right.
Could you imagine how tempting that is? If
jump over those little guys?
Yeah.
Some are decent.
Eric's a long snapper.
Yeah.
Oh, I can just leap.
Well, they changed that. There. They changed that rule a few years ago, and they said they get league minimum. You can't touch them anymore. And me and my friend Colin were like, "Let's go practice that."
Yeah.
This is going to be easy. And we went out and we discovered he was going to be a long snapper, and I was going to try to punt because the Steelers had a punter that was averaging about 27 yards a kick. He went to NAU. He was horrible. I'm like, this can't be hard. If this guy just got signed. He's off the streets. I think if I can kick it 35 yards consistently, I can do this. And we discovered that I was good at long snapping and he was better at punting. I got really good at long snapping. And then we started to time it and we realized how good the NFL long snappers are. Because my 1.1 second delivery was about 0.5 seconds too long. And these guys are whipping.
Your punter gets killed.
They are whipping that ball from between their legs. So it is. I was throwing it hard, and I'm like, man, it's taking about a little, like a second. I'm like, we're in a second. You're getting that ball in one click of time. And I'm like, I'm good enough. I'm good enough. Put the helmet and the pads on. I think I can do this. Then we started to time it against NFL snaps. I'm like, I'm not even halfway there. I don't know how. That ball is flying.
You know, they're going to try to protect the long snappers even more in the NFL, and they'll probably just put the jugs machine down there.
Yeah, probably. Eventually just eliminate the job. All right, so those are your choices. You got Eric's
John,
choice.
John, I know you don't do it, but will you please – you don't play them, sorry, but will you please do a karaoke version as Dale of Simple Minds' Don't You Forget About Me?
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Maybe we should do that. Don't you forget about me. Screw it. John, pick a winner. Eric. You're going to go with Eric.
Oh,
all right, there you go. Congratulations.
Perfect
time
song.
For this.
We've been doing this every week.
I know. Now it's just John's game.
That's all right. It's fun.
It is more fun that way. All right. Congratulations. Eric gets the championship right there. You have it ready? We can play it right now.
Let me get it downloaded.
Out loud. Get it ready. Yeah, but football's 8 weeks away, and we're clamoring. That's why we have to feign interest in this women's soccer. Who do they play next? Haiti is my guess. They're going to play a bunch of people with AIDS.
Somebody
and beat them up.
Nobody
talent?
Good for a while, I don't
no.
think. Yeah, because you got basketball ending.
Yeah,
and
basketball's
hockey's
over. Hockey's
about to
over.
End.
Baseball's in the mid-season, so it's kind of like meaningful but not meaningful yet. We got football right around the corner. Got to get to it.
Chile.
What?
Chile.
They're playing Chile next? Chile?
Chile might be a little better than Thailand.
As the USA, we've always hated that Chile. So good.
They play a little soccer down there, so.
We'll see.
They might be better.
Do the women? I don't even know. See, this is what I don't know.
Do they
know.
Let the women?
That's my point. I don't know about these other countries and their rights for women. So is this, you know, I know the men in every place are allowed to do stuff. I don't know if Chile has like some sort of a, well, 7 hours a day you got to service men. And then maybe you'll practice for two. I don't know how their team works. Women's sports is different all over the world. I know they had that one team a few years ago. It was Iran or whatever in the Olympics, and they had to wear the big hats and things, the burkas or whatever they call those.
Still didn't cut down on their speed times.
Yeah, well, they were racing in robes. I'm like, well, they're not going to win. This is pointless. But that's because they're not allowed
to. Much drag.
I don't know if Chile has a very liberal policy on what women can do all day. They may have to do something for 7 hours every day, and that cuts into their practice time. The U.S. of A. Celebrates no matter who they beat up, though. If you want to bring out the 7-year-old blind girl school, they'll whip their ass and they'll high-five their way right in the locker room after 20 goals. It's goal differential, you know. Brady, what did you learn about soccer yesterday? I believe it was
partners, the love right. lives, and right. substitutions.
You learned that there's 3 substitutions a game.
Yep, total.
And that Rapahoe, you called her. Yeah. As a Sue Bird is her wife.
Sue Bird is her partner.
That's Brady's soccer knowledge from his friend at Whole Foods yesterday. Did you call Ronnie and say, "Gonna stop off, grab myself something to eat," or do you just go?
I did.
And you, yeah, so you
I said
I'm
stopping by Whole
Foods. Catch up with you later.
So I got a. She texted me 3 or 4 items that she needed.
Oh, so she told you to go
then
shopping.
Became a search.
But did she know you were going to have lunch? No.
Yeah, I told her I was doing something. I'm just going to eat here because I was seeing what she and Kirby were up to. And they want to meet
in
me
the
there.
Pool.
They're like, "Go ahead, you go
yeah,
eat somewhere else.
Pick up some stuff for us, and you go ahead and enjoy that day alone."
So then I rolled into Whole Foods. Brady,
were they
like,
swimming
at
alone?
At the bar.
Yeah, you're Norm.
No matter where you go, you're Norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Whole Foods, for God's sake.
Hey Jay, what do we got going on here? Is Rapahoe playing? I know a lot about her.
It's Rapahoe.
Close enough.
All right, congratulations, Eric. You ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. It's Eric's choice for long snappers all over the union.
Works for Dale, too, I think. That's perfect.
Yeah. White trash millionaire.
Although he's probably not a millionaire at this point. I could,
you think millionaires need
I don't know.
Sanderson Ford endorsements?
On. In fairness, his wife did really well with that cookie store.
Yeah,
they did good. They sold it. It was a nice, okay. nice little bump.
You're going to you call your shot? You think he's a millionaire?
He's in his 50s. Not an idiot. I mean, he's an idiot, but not like that.
No, you'd financial
have to,
planner.
He would have to
got the pension, right?
Yeah, I think he'd liquidate.
What's he rolling? What's he got as a as
Ford
a ride
Explorer?
Ford
some
Explorer.
Assets.
A nice brand
he's got
Ford
three
Explorer, yeah.
three rings, right?
Well, I don't know. Let's not do that. Let's not liquidate every bit of his. I'm saying if he sold his house and his car.
As much as he begs for endorsements, I can't imagine.
Yeah, we all do, though.
Not that bad.
I mean, he's pathetic about it but I mean, he's trying to get a media career going, so he thinks that's part of it. Millionaire. I think he'd have to sell out. I think in order
think
to have
Google
it, he'd
it?
Have to sell everything.
Sell everything.
Yeah. He may be worth $1 million, but it's not liquid.
Well, it's the fifth choice on Google.
His
Dale Hellestray net
millionaire.
Worth.
I don't think that'll. Well, I'm guessing it'll say like $300,000.
No way.
They don't list. They don't list. Of course they don't list him.
It's so much.
The long snapper from the 80s. Early 90s. I don't know.
I'll say.
Whenever the hell he played.
I'll say there's a good chance he's invested well. Because that wife has a super smart, nice lady. She's taking care of herself.
I'll they figure that. In his time he earned just under $1.5 million.
Total?
Total.
Yeah, because they didn't pay him. 14
years.
Right.
No
they
way.
They didn't pay him that
Well, at
much
first they
now.
Didn't, but mid-90s they were running $400,000 and $500,000. And Dale wasn't, I don't know, maybe. I do think he'd have to sell all of his stuff.
Hmm. Who's the first snapper to be the million-dollar man?
Dale.
You know, a year.
He blew it. First year he blew it. And played for the Ravens. I don't know. Good question. I've got the entertainment drill coming up next. Congratulations, Eric. Go get him. It's 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
Congratulations.
Take $1,000 from Dale during the season.
Eventually. You've got a long ways to wait for that. Very excited about $1,000.
I'd rather bet on the game.
14. That, yeah, Cowboys
be
Bears play in December. So.
I mean, come on.
That'll come up later. You can bet on that later. It is time now for Brady to entertain us already. 9:54 here on a Wednesday morning. The entertainment drill's upon you, and it is brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Yesterday, there's Jeremy doing the posing. I started to talk to people about the active shooter seminar we got going on Saturday, which is sold out. But, man, they've got another one coming up in a couple of weeks. They do all sorts of corporate events, and they got a corporate event out there. And you can do this stuff with your work if you want to get a bunch of people at your work together and go down there and just do some training on that active shooters that come into your facility or something like that. You get some lunatic that wanders around. We all think about it. Are we prepared for it? It doesn't matter if you are or not. If it ever happens to you, why not? It's insurance for your brain and your body, and it's fantastic stuff. The training we did yesterday, my heart was racing, adrenaline through the moon as we did closed eye fighting.
So what's your first move if someone comes in here?
Like, in here?
What would you
Depends
do?
On what's he got. What are we carrying?
A machine gun.
He's got a machine gun, and he's just firing and walking through.
Yeah, and he's like he's down there by like Randall's office. Or
So you got that. So the first thing we would do in this case is I would say, we got to get out of here.
Okay.
All right, what's our plan?
Or hide.
So throw Brady at him and jump off the railing?
No. My plan right now, if that's the case, and he's down the hall by Randall's office, to shoot out here, go across the patio, over to the KSLX kitchen side and get down those stairs and get the hell out of this building.
Ah, yes.
Now, if he's coming through this way.
Throw Brady and Neanderthal at him.
Yeah, we'll try to. Well, I'm going to. That's the other thing. Darwin rules apply as well, is that I'll be faster than a lot of the guys in this building. Paul's going to get killed. Brady's going to get killed. Neanderthal's going to get killed.
I think you'd be surprised at the speed side of it.
Of you?
Yeah.
You're pretty quick, but
yeah.
I mean.
You're quicker than Paul and Neanderthal.
Yeah, you wouldn't
so
would be last.
We would throw the Pauls. The Pauls are good blockers.
The big guys are going to be last, but I'm definitely going to outrun you. I'm definitely going to be faster than you straight ahead if there is a shooter, just based on the principle that I have longer
Some
legs.
Some of it I go, Paul, you go right, I'll go left.
Right. I'm not doing any planning. I'm already out. You guys, see, this is why you're going to die. This is why you're going to get shot because you're out here planning stuff. That guy's just two, three steps away. So I'm out the door. I'm gone.
I'd go, hoi, hoi.
If he makes it into this room.
You could talk him down.
Yeah.
You try to find a spot that's protected or good. And if he's coming down the hall and we don't have time, I'd probably sit right there in a little crouch position by that door and wait for him to come in. And once he comes in, I got moves.
Hit him with that speaker.
Anything you can use.
Shooter, booby, I'm a negotiator. No, what do you want?
Brady, how about that? You wouldn't use Brady as a negotiator, maybe?
Yeah, I would. And I would be like, you've got the power of God. You stand there and talk to him for a second. I'll be right back.
I'll hit him in the kneecap with the speaker.
I will finish this guy. I'll get that gun out of his hand. And that's the thing. You learn a lot of this stuff, the tactical ways, the smart, legitimate ways to disarm someone. A lot of times their guns jam, and it is a scientific FBI fact that the second somebody starts fighting back, those guys don't know what to do. Period.
That is good. Like when he's just throwing bullets all over you, Brady,
then
that's when we can get him. So you're just kind of.
Yeah, I'll buy you some time.
Yeah, for sure. And you'll have one of those majestic Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Yeah, blood's going everywhere.
I'll go for the platoon. Look.
Why won't the big one die?
Dropping to the knees.
As the oldest one in the room, you know, you should save the younger guys.
That's right. Have
get behind me.
It's Operation Get Behind Brady. They taught me that at reactdefense.com. No, there's definitely ways where your confidence level changes
get
completely.
Get behind me. Follow me. Hut, 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 hut.
Someone with a gun doesn't expect a fight. And if they're shooting, you want to get out of there. You definitely want to do the Nike defense and start.
How about
running.
This?
All right, we got
Lisa's cousin says, John, what do you do if you sign up your work for this? One of your coworkers is nuts, and they go through the training with you. Do they pre-screen our group? Because I've got a couple of the nutballs in my office.
So here's
my
the thing.
Office.
Great question. I've talked to them about this. They basically analyze situations. You can't have a record. You can't go in there, you know, as a bad guy and roll in and start getting all the training. And also, if you're a little off, they're going to get rid of you.
They're going to know.
Yeah. If you're a little bit out of the realm of normal and you seem a little goofy or you've got stuff that you talk about that's not normal, or like, you know what? We're not going to necessarily give you the goods here. We're not going to do that. And they've done it before. And they're right. This is not stuff that you just want to play around with. And they're right. You know, you come in there and go, I was in jail for like 14 years. I used to shoot off the top of buildings and cars.
Yeah, but not all shooters have a record.
Right. That's true. And, you know, you can get fooled in these situations. But for the most part, if they're feeling a little uncomfortable with it,
so you're not inviting Paul Sura down to the tactical black.
I don't like to point out the people that I wouldn't invite, but yeah, Paul's one of them. Yeah, Paul's definitely one of them, for sure. I don't want him armed with knowledge and murderous rage. Good guys only, please, is basically what they have to say. No, it's great. There's life-changing experiences and stuff that you learn that you're like, man, you'd never put it in my head that this could be, I could hold this kind of power. And you can learn it out there, man. I'm telling you, all these discussions, you don't get this when you're running on a treadmill over at the UFAT or something like that. You're only going to get these kind of things out there at reactdefense.com. So get on it. It's the home of Tactical Black. Hop on there. Challenge yourself Get in great shape. And right now, if you go down there and sign up for a year, they'll throw in that nutrition program. It's $150 value for nothing and get you in better shape than you can even imagine. Trust me on this one. And they're the experts. You got Michael out there and Chandler, Jay and Josh, the gang up there at the House of Brews in Phoenix, and Tony, the incredibly fast Tony over there in Glendale. Everybody is unbelievable. Trust me on this one. You're going to like it. ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Speaking of challenging, ever since Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a MMA fight in the octagon, it's started a little trend where you challenge a celebrity 31 years older than you. A couple
Don't
of them that challenged so far is a girl challenged. She says, I can't wait to kick 72-year-old Sally Field's ass. She was, yeah. Another guy challenged Jeff Goldblum. He's 66, so it's got to be a 31-year difference. Another dude challenged 84-year-old Sophia Loren.
That's pretty good.
Just basically his quote was, cash me outside to Sophia. She didn't
say. I challenge Pele and Ringo Starr to an immediate battle.
Pele's still alive?
Alex Trebek is weak right now. He's 78. That's 31 years. I'll take him out. Patrick Stewart. Neil Diamond. He's not doing so great. I'll drop him like a bad habit. Charo, you want a piece of this?
I don't know. I think Charo could take you.
Dionne Warwick, I'm a little worried about. Dick Cheney, he's well-armed. I just discussed how I could disarm him, but I think that's a fight. Don Francisco, host of Sabido Gigante. You're going down.
He's got cartel behind him.
Martin Sheen, Nick Nolte. I got a good list of 75.
Yeah, that's what people are doing, are making lists. This guy was born in 69, so he's Tommy Chong, Kenny Rogers, Don Wells from Gilligan's Island.
Here's my list. This would be my all-star ass-kicking day. Robert Kraft, Pete Rose, Faye Dunaway, Nick Nolte, and James Brolin. You're all dead to me. You're all challenged. Consider yourself challenged.
I have a tough group.
Who you got?
I got Sylvester Stallone.
Ouch.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm.
Oh. Elton John. That's probably.
That's a good. It's a surprising.
Donald Trump.
Surprising how good he'd fight.
I have.
G-Dubs.
Aaron Neville.
Prison body Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd whip his ass.
I don't know.
No way. He's been training.
Prison cred now.
Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman, Anthony Hopkins.
That's pretty good.
Dustin Hoffman, and Jane Fonda.
You can't touch any of them.
And Waylon Jennings, if he were still alive.
You're not allowed to fight them.
I've got Henry Ford.
Yeah, Brady's got Lincoln. Good challenge, Lincoln. Andrew
Burr.
Jackson. James Garfield.
Your list is shrinking, Brady.
What's this then?
Yeah, Mark Twain.
There's not many people left.
I got two guys I could fight, Dirt and Moses. Remember the story about Pauly Perrette?
Yeah, this is weird.
The TMZ's reporting that the assault that she suffered from Mark Harmon was a body check.
He gave her a little. Well, she's promoting her new show, and all of a sudden she's saying that she was physically abused to the point where it's unlawful and she'd never do an appearance.
The whole reason she didn't re-up NCIS.
And I get that she left the show after a long time and said this is an unsafe work environment, made a big stink out of it, kind of went away, and now she's saying, if I could, like somebody's like, would you ever do a reunion show? Absolutely not. I never felt safe there. It's a horrible environment. It was illegal activities. I was beaten on a daily. I was like, wait a minute. And also watch my new show on CBS. Like, wait a minute. This reeks of promotion and crazy girl. And I don't want to diminish if she was beaten up, but if Mark Harmon walked by and gave me a little body check, I'm not going to sue him and quit.
Mike Tyson and some partners are building the Tyson Ranch, a place in California for people to learn about
chicken,
smoke weed, camp, see concerts, and float. So here's the profile, the layout.
Oh, man.
And includes a luxury hotel, retail stores, a theater for concerts, facilities for glamping, and not to mention Tyson University, where you can learn about cannabis, cultivation, techniques.
Brady, I just want everybody to be
the world's longest lazy river.
Have some fun and just kind of build this big ranch. I want to do everything Jim Jones didn't do.
It's on 418 acres. Some people are like, why didn't you buy two more? 420.
That's a good point, 420 acres.
I didn't think of that.
How you doing, Mike?
It's all right. I'm high as a kite. I feel pretty good. It's asinine. I didn't get 420, but I got 418. You're my best friend.
I love you.
I care about you, too. I hope your hearing gets better. I know ears are important.
He's a caring guy.
He loves ears. Is that it?
Well, one last thing.
Okay, well, then read it.
One more thing,
out loud.
Growing pains might be revived.
Mike. What, Michael? Mike.
Say that again.
It can be. Growing pains might be revived. With what? Alan's dead.
The kids.
Mike, I can't get
back. You got Jeremy Miller. He's still around.
Well, sure, but who wants to watch Ben?
Kirk.
Oh,
No.
Kirk Cameron is.
Robin the Master.
Mike.
Robin Thicke going to substitute in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have Robin in there.
Who wants to do a show with Kirk Cameron?
No one.
No one, Mike. No one. No one likes you, Mike. No one.
I would rather
watch Alan Thicke sitting in a chair for 30 minutes than Kirk Cameron as the matriarch of the new Growing Pains. No, thank you. Put my dead bones in a chair, Mike. Mike.
Is that an impression?
Mike. Mike. Michael.
I don't know that.
Mike.
Does that count?
Mike.
Like if you were to list all your impressions.
Eric, please, Mike. Of course, Mike.
I'm just curious. Where would that rank in your...
It's not, you know, I'm not. If you're going to go top 20 and stuff. Eight. Mike.
It's up there.
Michael. Mike. It's really good, Mike. 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 Boner. Mike. Carol. Mike.
The same as my 80s Tony Danza impression.
Well,
Samantha. Jonathan. Mona.
He just says name.
Mike. Mona. Michael. Mona. Who's the boss, Mike? Mona. Angela. Mike. Carol Ben.
Does Caliendo have any of those?
Mike.
Just say one word.
No. Mike. Not that good. That's a good Alan Thicke.
Solid.
Mike. No one's doing it. All on my own on that one. Mike. I used to do it at the TV when I was a kid. Growing Pains theme would start, and I'd just be going, Mike, to the Michael. The Simpsons have conditioned me so much the other day that I talked back to the television when they did, cheers to the Queen of England on her birthday. And I went, and cheers to this rusty old tailgate. Because that's a line Dr. Hibbert said once. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm Pavlov. Mike. And I know it's contagious, that impression, because my UPS package had the word Mike written on it once. Michael.
Mike,
you can't stop, yeah, right? Mike. It's Mike. And I can do the impression if I want to keep it up, but Mike is so much better. Mike.
Being greeted by Alan Thicke is pretty solid.
Mike.
That one in Brian Gumbel gets me right off.
Yeah, you like the Brian Gumbel, which isn't even an impression.
Right.
That's all you got to do to him.
Is your wife ever put you in the Casa de Bow Wow? The doghouse. Good one, Brian.
All right, let's get out of here. Larry's coming. Larry's Mike. Mike's coming up next. Mike will be in. My heart, Mike. Ouch. Phone home, Mike.
It's going out.
Out. My heart's out. It's going to be stuck all day. We're all going to be doing it. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow in the Morning Sickness. How long?
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.